The Trump administration has added a new hurdle for some immigrants applying for green cards, which is raising concerns it'll significantly slow down that process.
Starting next month, far more green card applicants will be required to go through an in-person interview process under the new policy, which stems from the president's executive order known as the travel ban. And the show's Lauren Gilger is here with more on this. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. So this has always technically been the law that green card applicants have to be interviewed. But in the past, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services has waived the interview process for many applicants in order to focus resources on more high-risk cases. I spoke with Angela Banks more about this and what it means for the immigration system. She's a professor of law at ASU Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law.
So what's interesting is that this has been a requirement that has been on the books, but it's been waived for a lot of individuals who are considered low risk. And in general, you can think about who is now being required to be interviewed and why they were previously viewed to be a low risk. If you think about people who are trying to get a green card who are physically in the United States and have an employer who will sponsor them.
Right.
These are individuals who have already been vetted in order to get into the country in the first place. Generally, they have a non-immigrant visa, and a non-immigrant visa is just a visa that says you can come to the United States for a very specific purpose for a very specific period of time.
Right.
And the green card says you get permanent residence. And so I think in many respects, the government felt that it was not a great use of resources to subject them to an in-person interview because of the process they'd already gone through to get into the United States to begin with.
Right. I think that gets confused often, right? Mm-hmm. You think of green cards and you think of people coming from somewhere else to the United States, but many green card holders or people applying for a green card already live here.
Exactly. And particularly in the employment context. So a lot of individuals who are here on an H-1B, that's in one of the categories of non-immigrant visa, will subsequently apply for a green card. And so they've gone through a significant process. They had to have an employer who was sponsoring them. They had to meet, government had to make sure they weren't inadmissible, et cetera, in order to get that non-immigrant visa to be here. And now an opportunity has arisen for them to get a green card. And they're looking to, technically we call it, adjust their status.
Yeah. And let's talk about that interview process. What does this entail? Is it as simple as just sitting down and asking people a few questions? It sounds like more in depth than that.
No. And the purpose of the interview is to try to determine that the individual is not inadmissible. So that's sort of the technical term we use in law to say that you fall into one of the categories of people who are not allowed into the United States. So those have to do with public safety, national security, public health. There are a variety of different reasons someone can be inadmissible. And one of the goals of the interview is to see if the individual would fall into one of those categories. And also just to make sure that they are who they say they are and they have the relationship that they are claiming that they have that makes them eligible to come to the United States.
This comes from the executive order the president issued that is known as the travel ban. And it's meant to protect the country from foreign terrorists coming into the country. One of the goals is to combat fraud, the administration has said. Do you think that increasing interviews and making that a more broad policy is going to accomplish those goals?
Well, so what I think is interesting is that as you mentioned, this is all part of the executive order that was known as the travel ban. And we all know it as with having very specific goals with regard to banning entry. So one of the questions is whether or not, is there a problem with our current vetting system?
Right.
And all of the information suggests that there isn't really any indication that individuals who mean to do harm to the United States are getting in through our immigration system. And so I think one of the questions is this extra expenditure on resources to conduct in-person interviews going to be worth it in terms of gathering information that would be useful in preventing harm to the country? Mm-hmm. And at this point, at least based on the information that we have right now, there's no indication that our current system of vetting is inadequate.
Sure. Okay. And then let's talk about those resources. So it already can take a very long time, it sounds like, to get a green card processed. Will this slow things down significantly, do you think, for applicants?
So individuals who are trying to adjust their status for the employment-based category, there has to be a green card available. And so that cuts down.
Because there are quotas on these.
Exactly. And so, you know, in general, it can take anywhere from 4 to 11 years to get a green card based on employment, depending on where you're coming from in the world and what category you're in. But for those that are current, and we're just talking about processing time, right now it's about 4 to 9 months. And so now all of these individuals will be who are in the United States seeking this green card are going to be subject to an in-person interview. So you can imagine that 4 to 9 month period is going to be expanded because there's just additional resources that are going to have to be used now. And I think it's not only an issue of the time period for the individuals who are trying to adjust their status based on employment categories that we'll see a longer wait time, but that resources are going to have to be shifted, unless there's new appropriations and additional resources granted to Department of Homeland Security for this purpose, resources are going to be taken from other places. And so it may mean that individuals' time and energy that was being used to process other kinds of applications will now be diverted to these interviews, which means the wait times for some of these other categories will be longer.
Right, right. Does USCIS at this point, do you think, have the resources to carry this out without sort of shifting those around? Would they have to hire massive amounts of new people in order to do this?
I think there would have to be additional resources added. I think the immigration system as a whole, from Department of Homeland Security to the immigration judges and the BIA, are all sort of understaffed. I think maybe ICE is one of the few agencies that has a budget that they feel is probably adequate, but additional resources would be needed.
Okay. Angela Banks is a professor of law at the Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law at ASU. Angela, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.